This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray you all well. Today I'm speaking to you from Brisbane, Australia. Alhamdulillah, we've had short travel by plane from Sydney to Brisbane to carry out the Ramadan program here. And mashallah, it's been really heartwarming. Seeing the communities here and mashallah experiencing Ramadan here and witnessing how spread the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. I welcome you to another episode of Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in today's episode, I want to share with you a narration found in Sunan al-Nasa'i by Juwayriyah radiallahu anha. And she says that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left early after the Fajr prayer while she was sat in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he came back when the day was bright, meaning a long time after he left her, and he found her sitting in her same spot, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her that I can teach you some lines, which if said will suffice for all the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the invocations that you were doing throughout this period. And he said to her, he taught her the following: Subhanallahi wa bihamdi, adada khalqi, wa ridha nafsi, wa zinata arshi, wa midada kalimati. Subhanallah. Subhanallah means glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a show of our belief of how perfect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from all defects. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we glorify Allah and announce how free He is from all defects, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adad khalqi, the number of times as the numbers of His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ridha nafsi, the number of times as is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa zinata arshi, the number of times as denoted by the beautiful throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which beautifies it. Wa midada kalimati, the number of times to the extent of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, meaning countless, brothers and sisters in Islam, right? When you say this, you're saying, I'm saying subhanallah wa bihamdi and alhamdulillah countless times. And this is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this way, then you would be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also using the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him these words. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, this idea of subhanallah and glorifying Allah and announcing how perfect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from all faults and defects and how glorified He is something beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know this across various narrations. From them, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is authentic, in which he said that there are two words. They are light on the tongue, heavy on the skills, and beloved to Ar-Rahman. Kalimatan khafifatan ala al-lisan, thaqilatan fil mizan, habibatan ila Ar-Rahman. What are these words? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Right? Now, if you notice in these words, both of them say subhanallah. Both of them state subhanallah. Right? The phrase subhanallah exists in them. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, glorified is Allah and He is praised. Subhanallah al-azim, glorified Allah and He is the greatest. And also, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for the Isra and the Mi'raj, when he reached the heavens, as some of the scholars of tafsir have listed in the discussion of the tafsir of the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a conversation with the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did the angel say? Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma'allamtana. Glorified is You. How perfect are You from all defaults. They, the angels of Allah, they observe the dhikr by repeating this term, subhanallah, and its equivalent. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the angels around His arsh, they worship Him using the phrase subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions again, as some of the scholars of tafsir have stated, that when He ascended the heavens, He heard the heavens ringing with angels praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the phrases of subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. So brothers and sisters in Islam, in your endeavor to have moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be sure to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the dhikr, subhanallah, and its equivalents, its associated phrases such as subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, such as subhanallah wa bihamdi, adada khalqih, wa ridha nafsih, wa zinata arshih, wa midada kalimatih. Do so, and subhanallah, you will find amazing scales on the day of Qiyamah and amazing real estate in your hereafter, because indeed, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the plantations of Jannah are subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. I leave you with this moment in today's moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and until next time, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.